have. It's Bill Buckley here, halfway through the show. Plenty of good stuff still to come. We're talking tech now with the Gadget Detective himself. You can find Fevzi Turkalp on Twitter, at Gadget Detective. Morning, Mr. T.
Good morning. How are you? Good afternoon.
Very well, thank you. Yes, you're quite right. It is afternoon by but a few minutes. And surprisingly, two gadgets of the week for the price of one today. Have you ever done that before with me?
I tell you why, because they arrived together. They're both Nokia smartphones.
Right.
And I thought, you know, I'll do them together.
Yeah, compare and contrast, yes.
Yeah, okay. So they're quite different price points. So the first one is called the Nokia X20, and it's a £300 smartphone. And it's got a nice big screen, 6.67-inch screen. So if you like a nice screen, it's there. Mm-hmm. The way that Nokia are sort of marketing this one and the way that they've pitched it is as a one with good eco credentials. So one of the issues with smartphones, and particularly with Android smartphones, of which this is one, is they often don't get updates. You know, there's no guarantee very often that you'll get security or other updates to the operating system. And after a while, if they don't get updates, then they become insecure. So although the phone is still capable, one wouldn't advise anyone to use the phone because, you know, there will be known security flaws that haven't been patched. So with this phone, there's a guarantee of 3 years of security updates and operating system updates. So that's good. You know, the case of the phone itself is, recyclable. Interestingly enough, when you buy this phone, they plant 20 trees on your behalf as well.
Oh, so goodness me!
So it's definitely a sort of eco thing. And they've also followed Apple and Samsung, and I must admit I have mixed feelings about this, that they have not included a charger in the box or even a cable for the charger. Mm. Now, the argument goes that, you know, everyone's got chargers coming out their ears almost literally, and therefore it's just more stuff that goes into landfill.
It's also jolly convenient if you want to charge the same price and give people a bit less, though, isn't it?
That's it. Yeah. I mean, you know, if they said, okay, here's the money, and which charity would you like us to give it to, then that might be, you know. Mm. But I suppose they could argue that's what they're kind of doing. So, you know, it is what it is, and you know, it seems to become increasingly an industry practice. It's a nice phone. You know, it's 5G capable. So if you're interested in having, you know, super fast data speeds, we'll do that either now or at some point in the lifetime of the machine. Should you wish to switch to a 5G contract, you can do that. Video recording is up to full HD at 60 frames per second. The optics are Zeiss optics, which means they're good quality lenses within it. It's got a USB-C port. It's got a 3.5mm headphone jack, which we have to mention now because Apple insists on not putting these. And it described, when Apple removed headphone jacks from its devices, it described the move as brave. I could think of other adjectives for Apple under these concepts, but we won't go there. Colors, Nordic blue and midnight sun. Bear in mind, this is Nokia, so that's kind of their thing. So list price is £300. It's the version that comes with 6 GB of RAM and 128 GB of storage is the standard one available in all the shops. There is a version with more RAM, 8 GB, that's available only from Nokia's website directly, and that's normally £20 extra, but I checked it this morning and found that actually it's the same 299 as is available for the slightly lesser machine everywhere else. So if you were interested in it, you could consider going direct to Nokia because it's a good deal. I've given it 3 stars out of 5. It's because I tell you why, there's nothing wrong with the phone. It's just that at £300 there's a lot of competition. And you know, unless you particularly want to go down the eco route, it struggles to stand out. So 6 out of 10, 3 out of 5, it's not bad, but it's not exemplary. Moving on, if I may, to the second one, which actually is a cheaper phone and actually does better.
Oh.
It's a Nokia 1.4, and it's an excellent budget smartphone. It's got 6.5-inch screen, so the screen is very nearly as large as the £300 model. 2 GB of RAM, 32 GB of internal storage. But both these machines, by the way, have got memory card slots. Again, unlike Apple devices, you can put in the micro SD cards, which are these little memory cards about the size of the fingernail on your little finger, something like that. Mm. But they can hold up to 128 GB of storage. So it's huge. Mm. This machine, despite being budget, has got 2 SIM slots. So you can actually put 2 separate SIMs in there and have 2 different numbers working off it. It got the camera does face unlock. It's got a fingerprint sensor on the back. It's got a Google Assist button for you know querying the Google AI, as it were. Interestingly, it's got a built-in FM radio, which even the other one doesn't have. When you plug the headset in, and it also has a 3.5mm headphone socket, when you plug it in, it's actually got an FM radio. It doesn't rely on having an internet connection. It's a proper FM radio where the earpiece becomes the antenna. It comes complete with charger and micro USB cable. And list price is £90, and it's actually been commonly sold for £85. Now, for that, it's a bargain.
And so
it gets
much more for so much less.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting? Yeah. Like for £85, including VAT and usually delivery, you can get a fully featured smartphone.
Yeah,
it's not gonna match the devices that cost £500 or £1,000. But actually, for under £100, I can't think off the top of my head of a better phone. It's amazing value for money, and four stars out of five.
So suddenly, those 20 trees are looking like quite expensive trees to be planted, aren't they?
Well, yes, because you could take the £200 you save and save the planet with that money. You know, you could spend it how you wish to.
What you think is that, yes.
Good causes of your choice. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Well,
or in my case, chips.
Yes, indeed. And how interesting that they are, both from the same company. It's not one company getting a steal over another. Nokia have decided that even though to you, and because I'm convinced by you always, that one is rather a better deal than the other, they're still going ahead with both of those.
Make no mistake, the first phone, the £300 phone, the X20, is the better phone. Its specifications are significantly better in every area than the cheaper phone, but it's also more than three times the price. And it's just that at that price point, it is one to consider of many, whereas at the £85 price point, the Nokia 1.4, which is the budget smartphone, is without peer, I think.
Right, well, to get a comment like that from Fevzi is definitely worth having. Without peer, I quote. Bill Buckley is here, so is Fevzi Turkout, the gadget detective, and here comes the tech news of the week. What's the issue that's got you hopping up and down this time, Fevzi?
Okay, it's the Competition and Markets Authority is investigating Amazon and Google over the reviews that appear on their platforms. And you'll be aware when you go onto Amazon, or in fact when you look up on Google something to buy, one of the ways that we make our informed decision is we look at the reviews and we look at what people say about them, and we look at them in aggregate and we come to a view. But we should be aware that sometimes those reviews are fake. They're there either put there by the company, or the company pays. There are even firms that actually provide fake reviews en masse.
Gracious.
It's quite a big business. So
how do you sleep at night if that's your job, for goodness sake? That's terrible.
Well, I suppose they progress to work in Indian call centres trying to scam people out of their money. So, not just Indian ones, but, you find that there are a lot of fakes there for some reason. Yeah, it's more than a stereotype. It's
the fact.
Preponderance, yeah. So the Competition Markets Authority is looking at this from two angles. One is the consumer angle, although that's not their primary remit. Their other concern is that other businesses in competition are losing out because they're facing unfair competition because these companies are promoting their products illegally. So the investigation is into whether Amazon and Google are breaking the law. In other words, are they doing enough to detect when this happens? Are they removing those reviews swiftly enough? And are they taking punitive action against the miscreants who conduct this? And it is difficult, because sometimes it's obvious, if there's a product and it uniformly gets five-star reviews and all the reviews appear within 48 hours of each other and they have a similar turn of phrase and sometimes bad English, although, sometimes none of those things are true and they can still be fake. But, those ones are relatively easy even for us to spot. But it's kind of tricky because you've got to look at so many aspects. So are the reviews clustered? Did the reviewers of those products review other products within the same range or from the same brand or manufacturer? have the reviewers that have put those had to have some of their reviews deleted in the past. Yeah. So there's all these different factors. Do they use a similar turn of phrase? You know, do they use certain words or, you know, things that come up, you know, and do they sound like real people? You know, those sorts of things. Now, that's difficult because you can get products with hundreds of reviews. I will give you a tip, notwithstanding this investigation, that there is no perfect answer to this, but I find one tool is very useful. It's a website. It's free to use. It's called reviewmeta.com. That's R-E-V-I-E-W, M for mother, E, T for tango, A for alpha, reviewmeta.com. What you do, if, for Amazon at least, you can copy and paste the web address, the URL of the product. Yeah? So you go to the product on the Amazon website, you copy and paste the link to the particular product, and it does that analysis for you. Now, they go to great lengths to say that the ones they flag are not necessarily fake, but obviously there is a suspicion that, you know, they judge it against about 20 different criteria. And what they do then is that the reviews that they think are suspicious, they remove them from the calculation, and then it gets a new rating.
Got it.
And what's really interesting is sometimes you see that it reviews a whole bunch of what it thinks are fake reviews, but the rating doesn't necessarily go down, because sometimes what companies seem to do is when they've got a product that's new, or at least new on Amazon, they want to put a bunch of reviews up. It could be an excellent product, but some companies still, it seems to me, pay for fake reviews just to have a presence of reviews to make it look like the product is not just newly listed and without any a comment about it. And often then when the real reviews take place, they often are also good. But still, that's still dishonest, you know. So so if I see a product that, even if, you know, the rating doesn't drop, but let's say, you know, 20 or 30% of the reviews are deemed to be suspect, I won't buy the product just on principle. The other thing that we can do is we can look at if that same product is available elsewhere and whether there are any other third party independent reviews or other than the ones that have appeared on Amazon or Google. But it is difficult, and you know, sometimes if you're buying a product that's £20, you want to get the right one. But you don't want to spend half a day on researching it either.
So true. Yeah.
So you kind of got to use a bit of nous. But I think reviewmeta.com is not a guarantee of anything, but it's a useful tool
right.
in the consumer's armory. And I think the last thing I'd say is Amazon and Google are masters of collecting data and analyzing it. If they can't spot fake reviews, no one can. And I think that they could and should do more.
A very good point.
Both in terms of spotting which ones are fake and then taking punitive action. And by that, I mean just kicking those companies off Amazon completely.
Right. Well, now, if the Competition and Markets Authority reaches the same conclusion as you, how strong are they? What could they do? What could be the penalties for these giants?
It can range from providing the companies with guidance for the future through to criminal prosecution and everything
right.
in between.
So wow. they really might dare to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if they will, because it's a slightly difficult one, because they're being held responsible for reviews that they're not creating themselves, but they are benefiting from those reviews. They are making revenue based on sales. I think the other thing I'd say to you is this: when you're buying as a consumer on Amazon, I'll just give this to you as a tip. The ideal situation is you buy from Amazon itself when on the website, rather than from a third party reseller. If you do buy from a third party reseller, make sure that it's one where Amazon is doing the fulfillment. So you're buying off the third party, but Amazon is sending it from their warehouse. Seller has put it. And the reason for that is once Amazon fulfill the order, be it their product or a product that they're holding in their warehouse and supplying on behalf of their customer, then Amazon's rules apply for returns. Yeah. They will give you a no quibble refund of a third party, and that third party will then have to stick the loss. So if you ring up, after 364 days of having received the item and say it's not working, you'll get a full refund.
Very good. Thank you for all of that. You'll no doubt keep your eye on that story. What's the timescale on this? When do we expect to get some kind of conclusion from the...
I'm not sure. Not sure authority. That they've said this has been rumbling on for a little while. I would imagine a few more months, but it depends what they find, doesn't it? When they might need to delve a bit deeper. I just don't think this is not a new problem, and it's not going to go away whatever happens with the CMA. And I just think it's a case of buyer beware, and just be aware that, you know, a good chunk of the reviews out there are fake, and if they read too good to be true, they probably are.
So good to have you on as ever, Fevzi. We'll do it again in 7 days' time. He is the Gadget Detective, Fevzi Turkalp. Find him on Twitter, @GadgetDetective.